You've never done any really hard drugs in your life, right?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, really? You strike me as somebody who maybe tried pot once, but you're mostly a beer drinker.
I did pot a couple of times, and I might have done like a half a hit of acid when I was in high school.
Wow. Okay. Rad. Well, here's something that's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I think it's very... So if you're in a lot of pain, pain management is a really big industry right now, whether it's because you have migraines or whether it's because you had like an injury of some kind. Like I've got a girlfriend who injured her back at work when she was like 30. And she has been like in excruciating back pain ever since. And she's trying to like find a way to help herself and whatever. Her doctor gave her LSD.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a study just out today saying that LSD increases pain tolerance and could replace opiates.
I don't believe that is good at all, because I believe LSD really messes with your head, and I think it hurts you a lot.
Well, no, they're not giving you like a huge dose like you're at a rave or something. It's not like you're going to go to the club and be like, it's not like that. They just do, they do what they call a microdose. Like just enough for a little off the pain, but not enough that, you know, you're watching snakes crawl out of your wall.
So it's not the same type that Kevin gave me in high school.
It is the same type, but it's like a teeny tiny piece of it. So Kevin gave you probably a dose that you put under your tongue or something, right? Or on,
yeah,
on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is like a fraction of that. It's not to send you into LSD world where you have these trippy experiences. No, it's literally just enough to relieve pain. Microdosing. You've heard of microdosing.
My refrigerator got up and said bye and walked out the door. That's what I remember from acid. So I don't think acid is very good at all. When you see an appliance wave at you and talk to you and walk out the door, it's not a good drug to do.
You're like, what do I do? Come back. I've been so good to you.
I remember,
you want more lettuce in you? What should I do?
I remember turning to my friends going, tell me you saw that. And they're like, what? We didn't see anything. I was like, oh my God. I remember just sitting there going, that was weird.
You know, it's funny you would say that, because we had this girlfriend in college, and she was, now that I look back, like she was wackadoodle. And she was totally in love with my roommate, Cheryl. And she would like come and hang out with us once in a while. And she was like really wacky. And there was one night in particular that I think that she dosed my drink. I'm sure that she dosed my drink because we were all hanging out together. And then everybody like went home, and I was living in an apartment with a roommate that had a boyfriend. So she was always at the boyfriend's house. So I go back to my room, and I had just come back from like a billion museums, because I was really into art, and I got all these posters and postcards, and I put them all over my wall. I walked into my room. Every single color in those postcards were yelling its name.
Yeah.
It was like, cerulean blue, hot pink. My room was so loud. I called my friend Brian. I was like, he lives in like a basement, like a dark basement. I was like, I'm coming to your house. I can't be in my room. My walls are screaming at me. I think Esther dosed my drink.
She did. I guarantee it, because that's what happens.
Yeah, and that's why I think that I tried it that one time. I didn't mean to try it. I mean, somebody dosed me, so it wasn't like it was my choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the experience was so, and I, because you also don't expect it coming, then all of a sudden, you know, some voice is yelling, sky blue!
Mm-hmm. But I think I would have been Menza if I didn't take that pill. So the reason I can't spell now, it's because of that half a hit of acid. I guarantee it.
Oh my God, I can't do math. Was that the day?
That was the day. I'm telling you, that it's not good. You can't do it. If the doctor says do it, just say no. Give me opiates. They're much better.
It's like I was perfectly fine living my life. Suddenly, somebody slipped something into my drink, and the next day, I can't do fractions.
We would have been so successful if we didn't do acid. But we did acid, so we're
true.
We're here. And it's all because Kevin gave me that half a hit of acid.
Yeah, and all because Esther dosed my drink that night because she was jealous that I was living with Cheryl.
There you go. Damn them.
So here we go. This is a cautionary tale you're listening to right now.
K kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah, here's your PSA.